And time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A strong storm system last night caused heavy downpours, brought down power lines, and tore part of the roof of an apartment building in southeast Washington. Nobody was hurt in that incident, but 50 people can't return to their homes just yet as a result. At this hour, about 4,500 homes across the region are still without electricity. U.S. Olympic swimmer Jack Conger of Rockville is one of two members of the U.S. team who's been ordered to stay in Brazil for now, as authorities sort out claims that four swimmers were robbed at gunpoint last Sunday by men posing as police officers. Correspondent Nick Peyton Walsh reports a judge in Brazil ordered Conger and Gunnar Bentz to remain in the country for questioning.
We're dealing with a very confused picture of what happened in the early hours of that Sunday morning. Many Brazilians and the police spokesperson we talked to today are wondering, how was it these men experienced an armed robbery, apparently by police, people dressed as police carrying weapons, yet still emerged from that incident carrying, in their own admission, their cell phones? And if you look at the CCTV, which the judge cited in her court statement, pointing out how they seemed, in her impression, unshaken after their ordeal. You see in that video, too, they're carrying some pretty high-value items.
Now, it's not clear when Conger and Bentz will get their passports back and be allowed to come home. Another round of elevator repairs will keep the Washington Monument closed again today. Yesterday, while 84 people were at the top enjoying the view, a cable in the elevator broke loose while one Park Service employee was in the car. Those 84 people then had to walk all the way down, but reportedly did so without incident. Kids still have another 11 days or so before they have to return to class in Montgomery County, but the school system's hoping you'll help fund their backpack program.
There are currently 54,000 students in the Montgomery County Public Schools who get free and reduced-price lunches. Many of them won't be able to pay for their pens and paper either, which is why the district is hoping you'll help out with the Give Backpacks campaign. Montgomery County Public School spokeswoman Boyende Onijala says $10 can make a difference.
Each backpack comes filled with school supplies. Donors are welcome to give at any amount.
So far, more than $150,000 has been raised this year, but more is needed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And as back-to-school time nears, AAA is urging you to put your phone down while you're driving, since there will be more cars in the road and lots more kids crossing the street.
We know it's dangerous.
And it's also illegal in Maryland and D.C. to hold your phone and have a conversation while you're driving. There's no law against handheld phone use behind the wheel in Virginia. Texting while driving is illegal in all three jurisdictions. AAA Mid-Atlantic's John Townsend says when it comes to using your phone while you're driving,
there needs to be uniform laws across the whole Washington metro area to make sure that everyone is safe on our highway system.
Especially kids crossing streets to get to school. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Britain has unveiled a plan to battle childhood obesity by urging food manufacturers to cut down on sugar and by getting primary schools to make kids do more exercise. The British government wants manufacturers to cut the amount of sugar in products popular with children, including cereals, candies, and desserts, by 20% over 5 years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,574, the Nasdaq at 52,29. Sports: Steven Strasburg endures his shortest outing of the season as the Rockies outslug the Nationals. The Orioles lose again to the Red Sox. And at the Olympics, Team USA now has 30 gold medals, 93 overall. WMAL News Time is at 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99. Now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, talking about the big storms last night, bringing down some trees, wires. We have some problems for the morning rush hour and definitely leaving the neighborhoods. Watch for debris. In Annandale, wires down, tree down, closing Guinea Road south of Little River Turnpike. That's closed in each direction. Also, Old Dominion Drive just west of Williamsburg Boulevard over near Valleywood Road. Looks like we have a tree down there. Crews at the scene. And we have one in Vienna, tree down Lawyers Road near Hunter Mill Road. An accident brought down a tree on Wisconsin Avenue. This is a big deal. If you're heading Wisconsin Avenue into Chevy Chase, think about Connecticut Avenue to save you some time for now, because southbound Wisconsin Avenue after Bradley Lane still closed at Dorset Avenue. Again, as they try to remove the tree out of the roadway that closes southbound Wisconsin. Accident investigation continues in Oxon Hill and northbound 210 closed at Palmer Road. And it is a mess. They're sending traffic over now into the service roadway, and that's a huge detour to work around. Also seeing a lot of volume on Palmer Road as the bailout, and alternates on Oxon Hill Road slow. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but as we saw yesterday, if you get a storm, it can rain pretty hard in some spots. Same thing today, especially this afternoon, maybe a few showers around this morning. Partly sunny at times and down just a hair, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Chantilly, 72 in Frederick, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. The Louisiana flooding is forcing some ranchers to rescue stranded cattle. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to be talking to Virginia Delegate Rich Anderson. It all has to do with a school board member who's been called away on military duty and what should happen with that person's elected office. 7:15, Steve Katzenbaum from Rio. Amanda Carter, 7:35 on politics of the moment. We're going to be talking about whether or not people in Virginia should rat out their neighbors if they don't register their cars in the Commonwealth. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Although one day when the lady met Miss Fellow, and they knew that it was much more.
We've got a story of a lovely lady. Her name is Eve Plum. She played Jan Brady. The forever tortured middle sister of the Brady Bunch. And Eve Plum, in the first year she was doing that TV show back in 1969, she was 11 years old. And she's, by the way, she's 58 years old now. Jan Brady is 58 years old.
Yeah.
Eve Plum, when she was 11 years old, through her family, of course, purchased a home in Malibu, California, right on the beach, a little bungalow, three bedrooms, 1 3/4 baths. How do you get a 3/4 of a bathroom?
That basically, I think, is a shower.
Shower, no tub.
No tub.
There you go.
Yeah.
3 bedrooms, 1 3/4 bath in Malibu. At the time, $55,300. Which, by the way, I'm told in today's money is about $392,000.
Wow.
So, you know, $55,000 home. She just sold it. She's hung on to this home
since 1969.
Right. What's that, 47 years. Mm. So for 47 years, Eve Plum, Jan Brady, has held on to the same little bungalow-style home in Malibu Beach.
Mm-hmm.
She bought it for $55,000. She is now selling it for $3.9 million.
Yeah, way to go,
now,
Jan.
That is an investment. Yeah. And it brought to mind a question. Do you have an investment that you regret you didn't make? You know, was there a time right after you graduated when you were having a party at your parents' house and somebody pulled you aside and they said, let me just tell you about the future. One word. Plastics.
Yeah.
And did you take them up on it? Boy, imagine if Benny had actually bought some plastics back then. So what do you think? What investment do you wish you had made? Or do you have a success story? Do you want to tell us a success story about an investment either that you made or your parents made? You know, your grandparents buy you bonds, you know, or stocks or something when you were kids, and now suddenly they're worth a gajillion bucks. Let us know at 888-630-9625, because I think that this is a more common theme. I think everyone has that shoulda, coulda, woulda moment in their past, or a lot of people, I have heard a whole lot of stories about people who, when they were children, investments were made on their behalf, and boy, did it pay off. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL. First of all, congratulations to Eve Plum. This is an amazing story. And by the way, the new owner of this house is just going to tear it down and build their own 3,500 square foot McMansion there, which will probably be worth more. But that is an incredible, incredible investment. So it was 1996 or 1997, I want to say. Mm-hmm. It was right as the iMac first came out.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Steve Jobs first got back to Apple, the stock price was $13 a share for mm-hmm. Apple. $13 a share. And I bought 100 shares of Apple at $13 a share. And then the iPod came out.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, it was right before the iPod came out, but the iMac was a huge success. And they rolled out a second round of iMacs. And they were about to launch the iPod. I wasn't so sure about this whole iPod thing. And I had already more than doubled my investment.
Yeah.
I went from $13 a share to, I think, $28 or $29 a share. And I'm thinking, hey, you know, in what?
Take your money and run.
In 11 months, I've doubled my investment, you know, gone from $1,300 to, you know, I cashed out. I had a kid on the way. You know, I didn't want to mess anything up. So I cashed out. Apple stock right now is at $109. But, of course, it has split how many times over the past several years? Many times. Trust me, that $13 a share investment would be ridiculously lucrative right now.
Yeah.
And I thought I had made a great choice, and clearly I should have hung on to my Apple stock. That's mine. What about yours? 888-630-WMAL.
I don't really have a stock story or a real estate story that I wish I had, I'd held on to something a little longer. For me, the ones that I regret are the cars that I once owned that I wish I still owned.
Really?
I mean, I know people who never sell a car. If they have the place to store them, they just, you know, stick them away. And
people don't think of cars as an investment.
Well, they should, because, I mean, actually, they can be a quite good investment. I've got a 1971 GTO that I'm hoping pays off very well. Anybody interested, give me a call. But
well, you'll be getting an invoice from our sales department for
I'm
that
certain
one,
I Ryan will. And so I had a 1972 Gran Torino that wish I still had.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great car. It's the same car in the Gran Torino movie with Clint Eastwood. And I mean, it looked exactly like that car. And it was probably at its peak, it's probably a $5,000 car. Hmm. But I mean, I think I could get a lot more money out of it today if it was restored and in good shape. I had a 1968 Impala that I wish I still had. So I have some really great cars in my past that, you know, that I've driven over the years that if I had them now would probably be worth a lot more than that I actually had invested in them and paid for them.
All right. Well, we want to know from you, what investment do you regret you didn't make? Or do you have a big major investment that you made, like Jan Brady and her real estate investment in that Malibu home that's now worth $3.9 million? 47 years later. 888-630-WMAL. Dustin and Edgewater, you're first up on WMAL. What do you say, Dustin?
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Just wanted to say that about 12 years ago, I had a revolutionary experience when I went to Chipotle for the first time. Decided that I needed to get involved in it immediately. Went home, realized they weren't a public option yet. So I took that $10,000 and went to the casino instead. It went public. Yeah, wise investment, right? Wise investment. I went. They went public about 3 months later for about $25 a share. And I mean, feel free to look it up now if you want to cry along with me.
Oh man, hold on! I'm going to do it right now. Good old Google. Well, right now it's $399 a share there, Dustin, in case you were wondering. But, of course, it's down from its heights because of its recent problems. Unbelievable. Exactly. Unbelievable. So that's the one. But you had, at least you had the good sense to know that this was a great investment.
It was incredible when I went there for the first time. You could just tell that this was a new type of experience. Yeah. And it was, I'm doing a commercial for Chipotle now.
Dustin. And how much did it open for again, Dustin? 13 a share?
I can't say exactly, but I believe it was around 25 to 30.
25 to 30.
And that was in 2005.
Oh, actually, I'm looking at it right now. It was $42 a share when it opened. And in its height, it hit $750 a share. Dustin, you have a nice day. Hope you had a good time at the casino. All right. We want to hear more from you. Do you have any investments that you didn't make that you should have made? Or do you have a success story for us, like Jan Brady, who apparently is the most brilliant real estate mogul in Southern California? 888-630-9625.
It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we've got trouble. We've got trouble out there on the highways. And here's Jamie Witten from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center to tell us all about it.
Marsha. We do have a lot going on this morning, and let's start with Wisconsin Avenue into Chevy Chase. It is still closed. An accident brought down a huge tree. I have a lot of crews there trying to take care of this before we really get into the intense rush hour. And this is also along the way where a lot of people head down toward the medical center across from Saks Fifth Avenue. You need an option. You need an alternate Connecticut Avenue for now, because southbound Wisconsin Avenue, south of Bradley Boulevard, closed at Dorset Avenue with this tree down, and you are being turned around at the scene, so you will be detoured back north, taking Bradley or east-west highway, so plan ahead. Also in northwest D.C., north of the convention center, 9th Street closed. Had a pedestrian accident overnight, and they're doing an investigation. So 9th Street is closed between O and P. 10th, 11th, or 7th Street options for you through that area. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're busy. Accident activity off to the shoulder, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south of Powder Mill Road. And here we go on 210. You need to know this, and you need to plan ahead, because we still have the closure. They say probably another hour as they investigate this crash. Northbound 210, just north of Palmer Road, and it is a mess. They're sending commuters off into the service roadway, and it's a huge workaround. If you're detouring onto Oxon Hill Road, that's jammed, as is Palmer Road. Maybe Branch Avenue, good option for you there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like it's going to be cloudy with peaks of sunshine later today. A stray shower thunderstorm is indeed possible. 92 is the high today. Tonight, down around 74 degrees, partly cloudy skies. To Friday, 92 again. And again, there's a chance of a thunderstorm. Saturday, 92. Sunday, 92. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees. It is 6:17 on WMAO. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I think Eve Plum is having a sunshine day there as Jan Brady. She's selling her $55,000 home from Malibu Beach that she bought in 69 today for $3.9 million. We want to know if you have had that kind of investment history or if there's one that got away. Dick in Fairfax here on WMAL. Hey, Dick.
Guys, listen, when I was a kid back in the late 50s and early 60s, I really collected bought a lot of baseball cards, and I got Willie Mays, Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle, and all and all and all. You know, paid it like a nickel a pack. I got a lot of NFL cards. And, you know, when I turned to like 18, I went in the military, my father was going to throw them all away. I hung on to them, and I still got them today. And, you know, despite having a 401k and despite following the advice to buy IBM and Apple and stuff like that, the baseball cards and the collectibles have been the best investment, gone from pennies to hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. So, I mean, today's junk or waste of money could be tomorrow's best investment you ever make.
Sure. There you go. I don't think anybody would think that the baseball cards could pay off in such a major way, Dick, but it's true. Especially if you keep them in good shape, right?
Yeah, I've kept them in used to be my grandfather's old cigar boxes, and, never really take them out and keep them nice and dry and
All right.
And the faith and all that. I mean, it's just been an amazing, and it's held up during these recessions, and just a nice demand for that stuff.
Who knew? All right, thanks, Dick. How about Alex and Sterling? Alex, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm up here on business from Texas, and back in 1999, I was sort of been drinking, and I went to a 7-Eleven, and I walked in, and I said, "What's everybody buying?" So I want to buy stock, and I were going into the cooler to get this can out of the refrigerator. And about an hour later, I told the store manager, I said, "Hey, what's this product? Because you're sold out." And he goes, "We won't get any more for a week and a half."
Huh.
So I went back to my apartment, got in my HP luggable computer, and dialed in to one of those stock sites. And it was a publicly traded company, and it was selling for 78 cents a share. So I called my broker the next morning, and I said, "How much money do I have in my account?" He goes, "You got a couple thousand dollars." And I said, "Put it all on the line on this one stock." And he goes, It just came out of bankruptcy. It's a high-risk stock." I said, "I don't care. Buy all you can buy." 2 years ago, I sold that for $5.8 million.
Wow!
And what was the product?
Okay, Monster Energy. Thank God.
All right, Monster.com. Wow, Alex, that's a great success story.
Oh, not over yet. I bought a whole bunch of houses outside of Dallas in cash. And unfortunately, with energy drinks and the caffeine content, there was a little accident in Oklahoma, and it went from $150 a share down to $40.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, well, I wasn't married at the time I bought this, because she would never let me buy it in the first place. But I said, "Honey, let's buy a couple thousand shares. It's at $40. I think it's going to go back up. I don't know." And she goes, "Okay, do what you do best." And after I bought the stock, 2 weeks later, Coca-Cola gives them $12 billion. And the stock went back up to $150 a share.
That's great, Alex.
I did pay my taxes.
As well, you should. And real fast, Alex, because we got to go, but those are two great success stories. How many horrible stories do you have about your stock investments?
About 99%.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. All right, more of your success stories on investments like Jan Brady's real estate investment in just a moment at 6:22.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Okay, so if you're sitting in this horrible traffic jam out there in Indian Head Highway, why don't you just take stock for a moment of the automobile that you're driving? Might be time for a new vehicle, and you want to give Ted Britt Automotive a chance, because they have this great program called Ted Britt for Life. This guarantees that your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So that's the confidence I'm talking about. You don't have to worry about the vehicle you're going to drive off the lot there at Ted Britt, because it's covered with Ted Britt for Life. Also, you're going to be thrilled at the deals you're going to get, because Ted Britt has the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. See, they have 9 locations in Northern Virginia. That means that they can hold all that stock, and it gives them a lot more flexibility with great deals up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide variety of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've also got a couple of Harley-Davidson locations. Check that out. Why don't you schedule your next service with Ted Britt? You can see how great they're going to take care of you. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. You can win a share of $70,000 in trips, cash, and more at the $70,000 kickoff giveaway on August 26th and August 27th. Start earning entries now. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Singer, songwriter, and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Crosby is coming to the Birchmere.
Almost cut my hair.
Don't miss David Crosby, August 23rd. Buy your tickets today at Birchmere.com.
It is 6:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Must start with good news. And Wisconsin Avenue, that's you, reopened. Just the first wave of traffic coming through here. Southbound Wisconsin Avenue after Bradley Lane. As you head into Chevy Chase, that had been shut down. Tree now removed from the roadway. All lanes are open. So that's a sigh of relief there. Still a lot of activity, though. Let's go into Northwest D.C., north of the Convention Center, 9th Street. Remains closed between O and P. Had a pedestrian accident. Investigation still ongoing. So if you need to head down toward that area, if you're coming off of Rhode Island Avenue, 7th Street is an option, or 10th and 11th. Also, investigation still going on 210 northbound. 210 Indian Head Highway remains closed at Palmer Road. A lot of volume being detoured off into the service roadway and a huge workaround. Also, Oxon Hill Road gets hit pretty hard as an option as the alternate. Route 5, Branch Avenue. That could work for you as well. Let's get around the Beltway where, currently, no incidents reported. Now cleared is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway incident southbound near Powder Mill Road and in Annandale still closed. Those storms last night brought down a huge tree. Guinea Road closed south of Little River Turnpike. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. They're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more, MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but as we saw yesterday, if you get a storm, it can rain pretty hard in some spots. Same thing today, especially this afternoon, maybe a few showers around this morning. Partly sunny at times and down just a hair, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is now 6:27 on WMAL.
Eve Plum, Jan Brady from the Brady Bunch. She, you know, I'm talking about how great this investment was. $55,000 for a home in 1969. She just sold for $3.9 million. I did a quick calculation here using one of the historic investment calculators you can get on the internet.
Right.
This is kind of funny. If she had invested that same $55,000 in a basic S&P 500 fund with dividend reinvestment, she'd actually be cashing out $4.5 million right now. So that tells you a little something-something. Andrew in Chantilly, have you got any investments that you regret you didn't make back in the day, Andrew?
Yeah, just one. And at the time, I just thought it was too good to be true, so I avoided it. But there was a woman who was telling me that I really ought to start to look into cattle futures. She said it was a win-win because she learned everything she knew about it from the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kicking myself today that I just didn't follow her advice.
Yeah, that is a dubious, dubious story. I mean, you'd think that that woman was a liar the way she told you about that investment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next, you're going to tell me she'll be president.
Yeah.
It's 6:28 on WMAL.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is the prophet. Season premiere August 23rd, CNBC.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives allows you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 22nd. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Brian Lochte said he was robbed, and other swimmers say they were robbed, and the Brazilians say, no, you weren't. We're not sure we believe that story, and they've actually stopped some swimmers from leaving Brazil. Who do you side with in this story, and what do you think really happened? We'll talk about it coming up after the news. It's 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Authorities in Brazil plan to question three of American swimmer Ryan Lochte's teammates today about that robbery they all reported last Sunday. Last night, two of the teammates, including one from Rockville, were stopped by authorities.
Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were about to go home. They were ready to take off for the U.S., but Brazilian authorities pulled them from the flight. The two American swimmers were with Ryan Lochte when he claims they were robbed at gunpoint by men posing as police officers. The third swimmer, Jimmy Fagan, was said to still be in Rio and cooperating with investigators. Police said there were inconsistencies in their stories, and they haven't been able to find evidence that supports their claims. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio de Janeiro.
At this hour, about 4,500 electric customers across the greater Washington area still have no power after the latest round of severe storms last night. A number of homes and other buildings were damaged as well, including one apartment building in southeast Washington that lost part of its roof due to the high winds. At least 13 people have now died in Louisiana's historic flooding. The survivors have been left with massive devastation.
So 16 inches in the house.
Tens of thousands of Louisiana flood victims facing the daunting challenge of mending devastation from the high water. Communities across the state coming together to help.
We're going to help Youngsville. They need us.
The University of Louisiana's Ragin' Cajuns football team coming to the aid of residents in hard-hit Youngsville. In South Louisiana, homegrown heroes dubbed the Cajun Navy, rendering aid as they patrol in boats through flood-made waterways. Despite the help, residents are keenly aware of the long road ahead.
Words can't describe it right now. It's just, we're gonna get through it like always.
I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,574. The Nasdaq at 52,29. Sports, the Rockies chase Steven Strasburg in his shortest outing of the year and beat the Nationals. The Orioles drop their second straight to Boston. And in Rio, the Team USA media medal count is now 30 gold, 93 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing the air conditioner. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning as much as I am. Now the goal is to keep that cold air in your house. Thompson Creek Window Company can help. Save on your electric bills with super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best window in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate, plus there are no middlemen, which also saves you money and all kinds of headaches. This is your final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window sale. It's the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now and keep the cool air in, the hot humid hair out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK, and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888- PlanRec. That's 888-PLAN-REC.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. You get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound near Powder Mill Road. Incident cleared. Still have the volume, though. And then just as you get beyond there, heavy approaching the Beltway to just inside the Beltway where we have a new incident. George-Washington Parkway, it's a stalled truck, and that's why the delays are increasing quickly here. Southbound, be alert. You'll hit delays after you pass the exit for the Key Bridge, and then that solid toward the Memorial Bridge right side with that broken down truck. Have a lot of activity from the storms last night. Annandale tree down, closing a stretch of Guinea Road just south of the Little River Turnpike. Reopened is Wisconsin Avenue. Southbound had been closed for quite some time, but now you can use it south of Bradley Lane. An accident brought down a tree. Accident investigation continues on 210 northbound, closed and sent off onto Palmer Road. And big delays on all the detour routes and the commuters trying to work around this closure on 210. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures into the mid-90s yesterday. We'll back it off a little bit today and tomorrow with just isolated showers, thunder showers around. Might see a few around this morning. Better chance this afternoon. Let's go 92, partial clouds. Tonight we're 74. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms again in a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Vienna, 72 in Olney, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Larry O'Connor here alongside Brian Wilson. We got plenty more in store for you coming up at 7:05. We're going to check in with Virginia Delegate Rich Anderson to give us an update on that school board member who got called up to the Navy Reserves, how they're going to replace him, whether they should or not. 7:15, we'll check in with our man in Rio, Steve Kastenbaum. 7:35 brings us CNN contributor Amanda Carpenter to comment on the political season. 8:05 brings us Juan Rengel. He is the director of Fairfax County Tax Administration. He wants you to rat out your neighbors if they're not paying some taxes. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. That's a whole lot coming up. Stay here. I'm Larry O'Connor, once again, alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so what in the world happened? It's an interesting tale that is developing about this incident that occurred in Rio involving a couple of, four of our swimmers. Most importantly, it seems to be at the forefront of this story, is one Ryan Lochte. So these guys, they're out partying after they win all their gold medals and all their silver medals, and they say that they were accosted by people who were wearing uniforms that looked like the police, but apparently were not the police, and they were robbed at gunpoint. At one point, Ryan Lochte said he actually put a gun to his head as he was robbed. Here's Ryan Lochte telling the story originally.
We got pulled over in our taxi, and these guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over, they pulled out their guns, they told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground. The guy pulled out his gun, he cocked it, put it to my forehead, and said, "Get down." And I was like, I put my hands up, I was like, whatever. He took our money. He took my wallet.
Yeah, so that was the original story.
Oh, he went on to say he left my cell phone and he left my credentials.
Yeah, apparently...
That's important.
Yes, it is. And apparently, though, the story has changed somewhat in a retelling to Matt Lauer. He now says, well, he didn't really put the gun to my head, but he pointed it in my direction. So one way or the other, there is a story that is being put forward by Ryan Lochte and these swimmers that they were robbed. And a Brazilian judge has said, I don't believe that story. And he has issued... warrants for their detention, I guess is the best way to say. They're not being allowed to leave the country, except that, you know, Ryan Lochte and one of the swimmers is already back. There were two guys trying to leave.
Yeah, Jimmy Fagan is already back. It's Jake Conger and Gunnar Bentz, who are still stuck in Rio.
And Conger, he's a local guy, right?
Yeah, he's from Rockville.
He's from Rockville, right. They were getting on the plane, and the officials from Brazil came to the plane, took them off the plane, and said, you cannot leave. So who do you believe in this story? Do you believe the swimmers who say they were robbed? Or do you believe the Brazilians who say, you know what, this story doesn't quite add up, and we have real doubts that this happened? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It seems to me that Ryan Lochte is sort of, you know, telling a slightly different version of the story now that he's back in the States. And by the way, he says he's not going back. However, I can't for the life of me understand what would be the motivation of them to make up a story like this. I can't think of any reason why they would decide to do this. What would be the possible motivation to do this? So I think I believe them that they were robbed. Maybe in the initial telling, there was a little hyperbole and a little excitement and maybe a little overstatement of the facts. But the bottom line is, I can't understand any motivation that would make them want to lie about something like that. I can see, however, why the Brazilians are upset, because it makes them look very bad. But what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, and you left out one other element about why they couldn't keep their story straight, or why their stories might be changing, and that is they were probably really drunk. Okay, they were out partying until 4 or 5 in the morning.
That's true.
And it's hard to keep your story straight when you're a little intoxicated, and I have no doubt that they were. And by the way, I have no problem with that. They're in Rio. They're done with the Olympics. Go party, my friends. You deserve it. You won lots of gold medals. I am outraged at the behavior of the Brazilian government. Let's stipulate for a moment that they are right, that these four swimmers made up this story. Does this really rise to the level of confiscating passports and refusing these two from leaving the country? Are you kidding me? Pulling them off an airplane? Because what did they do? I mean, the worst thing that they have done is file a bad police report. That's worthy of pulling a passport and keeping them in country and not allowing them to leave? This is an outrage. John Kerry should get on the phone and say, hey, you send those boys home. This is ridiculous. And let me just say real fast, you're right. They're trying to save face. That's the only reason. This is PR. Brazil is embarrassed by the fact that two Australian rowing coaches were robbed in Ipanema. An Olympic security officer was shot to death for making a wrong turn in the town of Favela. The chief of security for the Olympic Games was attacked by a knife-wielding man after the opening ceremony. Stray bullets have landed in the equestrian venue on two occasions. The bus-carrying journalists had their windows shattered by thrown rocks. Do I need to continue? And by the way, Brazil is known, I'm just quoting, we're going to get to your calls in a moment, I just wanted to get all this out. Lowell Gustafson, quoted in the LA Times, a Villanova University professor who studied Latin American politics, said Brazilian authorities have a history of downplaying bad news. Quoting now, what seems fairly traditional is for the Brazilian police and bureaucracy to call into question anyone making accusations. They want to say that this doesn't happen in Brazil. I am absolutely outraged that our American athletes are being held right now. What do you guys think? 888-630-WMAL.
We'll take your calls in just a moment. It is now 6:43.
Providing the care you need, when you need it, is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
6:45, more of your calls in just a moment. Right now it's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Witten at a very busy morning in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, a lot of that due to the storms that we had last night. Watch as you head out of the neighborhoods for debris. We have some closures because of trees down. We'll start in Annandale where Guinea Road remains closed. It looks like it'll be that way for some time. Trees brought down wires. Guinea Road south of Little River Turnpike, that is closed. And a Little River Turnpike is open. Also, I'm hearing they're dealing with a tree down on Forest Glen Road in Maryland. This is right near Holy Cross Hospitals. Commuters come off of George Avenue. So Forest Glen, right near the Holy Cross Hospital. Watch for that activity. Trying to divert one lane to get through there. On southbound 29, Maryland south of Cherry Hill Road, crash reported. Maryland 95 northbound, just north of the Beltway, had a crash. It was over into the median, but jammed each direction. That's why southbound, you're hitting that volume before you get to the ICC. Closure investigation ongoing. 210 shut down northbound at Palmer Road. Big delays in that entire area. You need to plan ahead. You do need extra time. If you didn't hear, Wisconsin Avenue, that's reopened. Southbound heading into Chevy Chase, had a tree down there from an earlier crash. You can get by, not seeing any delay. And a quick note, in addition to Safe Track Surge number 7, where the red line single track between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, they have problems right now on the track at Woodley Park, and they're dealing with unscheduled repairs. Single tracking red line there between Van Ness and DuPont. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak front trying to cross the area and just a chance of a couple of showers this morning. Maybe a stray shower storm this afternoon. Still pretty warm at 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 6:47. We're talking about this story involving Olympic swimmers Ryan Lochte, James Fagan, Gunnar Vince, and Jack Conger. They say they were robbed at gunpoint in Rio. And by the way, Lochte and Fagan already got back to the United States, but a Brazilian judge wants to talk to them, and he prevented two other swimmers, Vince and Conger of Rockville, from actually coming back. They actually are being detained in Brazil because the Brazilians don't buy this story. Who do you believe? Let's go to Billy in Fairfax. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Billy.
Well, guys, I absolutely believe the swimmers. I had this happen to me about 10 years ago. I don't always tell the story the same, but my cab driver ran a light. Next thing I know, we have three teenage boys with M16s, and they wanted money or they were not going to let me go. And, in a very touristy area of South America, so it wasn't like I was on the off streets or something.
Yeah, so you had an experience and you say, well, that sounds pretty credible to me based on what happened to you, right? All right.
Absolutely.
All right, Billy, thank you very much. How about Matt in Centerville? Matt, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I have to give them the benefit of the doubt. It sounds a little fishy, though, so I look forward to seeing how it plays out. There certainly is some motivation, though, in the sense that they may want to try to take, assuming that they may have a gripe against Michael Phelps or something, and they want to take some of the hype away from him, or, get people talking about something else besides Michael Phelps. So maybe there might be some inner rivalry there going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's disgusting that they're doing this, and I want the U.S. government to start intervening at this point. This Jack Conger should be able to come home to Rockville.
He should be.
And enjoy the traffic like the rest of us.
where apparently they don't pull you over at gunpoint very often, at least. How about Joe and Quantico? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Brian and Larry. Thank you for making this a topic. When we saw it last night and yesterday on the TV, I looked this morning before I headed out to work on the internet to find some updates on it. And most of the information was from the UK, and it was very sparse there. So it looks like there's news blackout. I'm not conspiracy.
I don't know. Well, we do have some news on it, Joan. Thank you for calling and for crediting us. So just so you know, Jack Conger, local boy, and Gunnar Bentz were released after questioning at 12:50 in the morning. There is a video from NBC Sports showing them released. They are still not allowed to leave the country. And again, I ask, even if you believe the police and there wasn't an armed robbery, does that really rise to the level of lifting their passports and not letting them leave? Let them come home.
All right. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. Season premiere August 23rd. CNBC.
Attention, men. If you've tried a Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxatril is an option that has received tremendous reviews and can be at your door in just...
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
All right, let's see how your money's doing today. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Chuck Kamblick.
And good morning. And just like that echo effect you just used in that commercial, Wall Street's got its own echo effect going. Almost every day this week, we've been looking at a flat open. That's the case again today, even though the Federal Reserve was kind of noncommittal on when it might raise interest rates. Cisco Systems confirms it's laying off 5,500 workers, not the 14,000 we expected, because demand for its routers, servers, and other hardware keeps falling. Nestle sales and profits were up less than hoped. The company behind Kit Kats and Lean Cuisine, which are great together, have been spending a lot of money developing healthier foods. American Apparel putting itself up for sale just 6 months after it came out of bankruptcy. That clothing chain is known for its sexy ads, which have done little to help sales. Clorox recalling newer bottles of Liquid Plumber Agent Urgent Clear Clog Remover because the caps on the bottles might not be entirely childproof. And McDonald's will stop putting fitness trackers in its Happy Meals because they may irritate the skin of kids who wear them. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, plan ahead if you're heading from, say, Fort Washington into Oxon Hill. The closure has been in place all rush hour, and they say at least another 45 minutes. 210 northbound shutdown at Palmer Road, investigating a serious crash. Palmer Road is jammed. Livingston Road over to Oxon Hill Road. Limited options there, so it's getting hit hard with all of the bailout traffic. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound inside the Beltway looks like accident to the shoulder. Maryland 95 slows each direction north of the Beltway where the crash sits in the median. Annandale, Guinea Road south of Little River Turnpike still closed with three down. And in Northwest D.C., investigation ongoing, closing 9th Street north of the Convention Center between O and P. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great chance is not great, but as we saw yesterday, if you get a storm, it can rain pretty hard in some spots. Same thing today, especially this afternoon, and maybe a few showers around this morning. Partly sunny at times and down just a hair, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is now 6:56 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The National Mall. The epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
Heat up your summer this August and win a custom classic car only at Live Casino. Earn entries now through August 27th for a chance to win your dream classic car, including a 65 Ford Mustang GT, a 67 Pontiac GTO, a 67 Camaro Supersport, a 71 Corvette Stingray, and more from Fleming's Ultimate Garage. Drawings every Saturday in August. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At a Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
In the category of you just can't make this up. Back in 1944, the organization that preceded the CIA was called the OSS. They were looking for ways to disrupt the governance of Nazi-occupied countries. They had the bright idea of preparing a manual to those soft-hearted freedom fighters. Ways that they could show up for work and still cause problems for the occupiers. The manual called The Citizen Saboteur had an interesting take. Here's some of their suggestions. Never permit shortcuts to be taken in order to expedite decisions. Make speeches. Talk as frequently as possible and at great length. Illustrate your points by long anecdotes and accounts of personal experiences. See that three people have to approve everything when one will do. Sounds like the last experience with just about every government agency I've dealt with. I have this scary feeling that a lot of the people in the federal government may have gotten their hands on this thing. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt? That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 8787. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8787.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to talk to Virginia Delegate Rich Anderson and get an update on that school board member who is a Navy reservist and how he's losing his position.
Also, we'll talk to Amanda Carpenter about politics of the moment, 2016 politics, and we'll go down to Rio and hear from Steve Kastenbaum. It's all straight ahead in the 7 o'clock hour here on WMAL.